Good Sunday morning, horse racing fans. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, our podcasts are all brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. If you haven't had an opportunity, please take a moment to check us out on the website. We have all sorts of free information for you. You can hook up to us for free on our social media platforms, get some racing videos, educational information, and as well as winning picks. Cash your tickets today when you go out to Santa Anita at horseracing-selections.com. And if you are a Gulfstream Park aficionado and you like doing your handicapping in Hallandale Beach, Florida, we are also now putting together a Gulfstream Park card. And all of our pricing is in line with what we do here at Santa Anita. We have a week special rate. Of course, they run Wednesday through Sunday at Gulfstream. So you'll get a discounted rate if you want to purchase the week of racing, as well as weekend specials, a low daily rate, and other information. It's all on horseracing-selections.com. Okay, we lost an hour this morning, so running a little bit behind, but thank you for tuning in and listening, and let's get cracking, because before we know it, it's going to be post time, 12:30, when racing resumes today out at Santa Anita. All right, the jockey standings really haven't changed all that much. Hernandez leads the way, 43 wins from 179 mounts at 24%. Flavian Pratt, 21 wins, 148 mounts at 14%. Frankie De Atori, 18 winners, 103 mounts at 17%. And Edwin Maldonado and Hector Barrios are each tied with 15. Maldonado has 122 mounts at 12%, and Barrios has 77 mounts for a 19% win percentage. All right, turn the page to the trainers. We have Phil D'Amato leading the way, 22 winners from 119 starters, 18%. Bob Baffert, 21 winners, 79 starters, 27%. Doug O'Neill, 20 winners, 115 starters, 17%. Steve Knapp, 14 winners, 74 starters, 19%. And George Papapodromo and Mark Glatt, each tied with 13. Papapodromo has 116 starters, 11%, and Glatt, 77 starters, 17%. And that's your updated jockey and trainer standings as they are heading into today out at Santa Anita. All right, let's get to today's racing. We know there was a plethora of scratches yesterday. One race, seven scratches, which resulted in a two-horse field. We're not even going to talk about that. That was embarrassing. But let's get to today's program. All I can tell you, folks, is that we had a lot of rain on Friday, and the track is probably still going to be a little bit moist. There's going to more than likely be more scratches today, so heads up on that. Keep your eyes open. Pay attention. Also look for distance and surface changes as the turf course dries out. So as of right now, I don't know the status of the turf racing. So again, you're going to have to do a little bit of research and find out. But I'm sure both tracks, the turf and the dirt course, have still got a lot of moisture. So heads up with that. All right, let's start things off here. The first race is a mile on the turf. Again, that's questionable. It's a maiden special weight event. Maidens, three-year-olds, we gave this a B race, or a B rating. And your free podcast play of the day starts things off here in the first race with the number one horse, Phosphorescence, under Johnny Velasquez. This is a Mike McCarthy horse that is showing vast improvement with each race. He came in from Keeneland October of 2022 and has really showed improvement. He's always had speed, but his numbers are improving. And guess what, folks? He's stretching out for the first time for Mike McCarthy. McCarthy's taken off the blinkers. He's drawn inside. He figures to get a great trip. under Johnny V. So we like the chances in the first race of number one, Phosphorescence. And that is your free podcast play of the day, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. All right, now that we've done that, let's just go through the first race and give you some equipment changes. You know, Phosphorescence is taking the blinkers off. Maltese Falcon is returning today as a gelding. Com C, blinkers are off. Blinkers are off, also off Stonks, as well as adding Lasix and returning as a first-time gelding. And Surf Affair, drawn on the outside, is also getting Lasix for the first time today. So that covers the first race. And we're going to give you your free handicapping seminar back-to-back here in the second. This is a mile race on the dirt, so we know that surface is safe. Maiden claiming event, fillies, three-year-olds, and in for a tag of $30,000. So let's go to it. And from the rail out, you have Nobe, 2-1 under Kent DeSormo. Time Together, 6-1, Emmy Ellingwood. Prestigious, 5-2, Diego Herrera. Jacqueline Cochran, 5-2 with Flavian Pratt. Anna Carva, 5-1 with Albador Ausgador. And 10-1 on Gila, or Gia, with Armando Aguilar. Okay, compact race. We've got six horses, and really from the outset, we think that stretching out, this is an angle that we like, and we've talked about it a lot before. When a horse has two sprint races under them, they have a pretty decent foundation. And of course, leading up to that, obviously, they have to have a pretty solid or a decent work tab. But two sprint races, and then the stretch out, and nobody fits this to a T today. Under Kent DeSormo from Mike Pipey, and the Pipey barn is starting to heat up a little bit, and the daughter here of Conquest Fahrenheit figures to get a good trip on the stretch out. She's got improving numbers, and don't know if Kent's going to send her or if he's going to just sit chilly, maybe second or third, and let the others do all the heavy lifting before he makes his move on her. But Nobe, the rail horse, looks awful tough to beat here in the second. Time Together, we did not use this Ryan Hansen horse, although the daughter of Vronsky is adding blinkers. She also is stretching out today, which adds to the pace factor. Kind of get the impression that Emmy is going to send Time Together, especially with the addition of blinkers and the stretch out. She's had a little bit of tactical speed in those sprint races, and she figures to show speed. So maybe she'll go and Kent will sit, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that race. But we did not use Time Together. Prestigious, 5-2 with Diego Herrera. We didn't use this horse either. Louis Mendez is the trainer here. This horse, I think, don't really know. She had that angle that we had, that we like, two sprints and a stretch out in her last race, and the filly by American Freedom actually ran a pretty decent race. Ran second, got beat 5, and then was clear of Jacqueline Cochran, who was also in this race. But we just didn't see a real whole heck of a lot of improvement from her last time, so we didn't use Prestigious. We used Jacqueline Cochran as our third horse here, taking a class drop for Steve Miotti, for Nick Alexander, and is getting Flavian Pratt, so is getting a key jockey change here. This horse figures to continue to improve and move up. Anna Carva, this was our second horse under Ausgador, and low profile, stable here, but this the guy can train. You know, Hernandez is decent, and this horse is after an improved run back in December at Los Alamitos. He bumped this filly up to a 50 level. Things didn't work out. She's back where she fits here, and I think she's going to most likely hit the board with a decent effort here. And more importantly, she gets in light. And finally, the outside horse Gia. With Armando Aguilar, Steve Knapp, we didn't use this horse, getting in light as well. Added front wraps last time, but Knapp does that with consistency. I think basically after the last two, this horse came in from Woodbine and Keeneland, ran at Del Mar, got distanced, ran at Santa Anita on the grass, sprinting, got distance, stretches out today, I think, and taken a significant drop from a maiden special to a 30K. I think they've given up on this horse, and she could hit the board. She could earn a minor reward with a less class, but I wouldn't, you know, we didn't use her. So, all right, the second race, this is how we see it. We used Nobi on top, Anna Carva in the two-hole, and Jacqueline Cochran as your third horse. And that is your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Turn to the third race. This is five furlongs on the turf, a starter allowance race. We gave this a B-minus rating. This is for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. Quality, the field size here is what got this a pretty decent rating, as well as it's a pretty interesting betting race. I think it's wide open. So good luck in the third. The fourth race, 5.5 furlongs. This is a claiming event for four-year-olds and up, which have never won three races. And we gave this a C. Our best bet of the day comes in the fourth race. If you want in on that, visit us at horseracing-selections.com. Shut Up Michael, adding blinkers. It's always been one of my favorite horses, especially if you know a Michael. Shut Up Michael. The fifth race, 6.5 down the hill. I really seriously doubt this is going to be contested down the hill. But it is scheduled right now on the turf. We gave this a B race, and 4-year-olds and upward, which have never won $15,000, blah, 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 the conditions. But it's a allowance optional claiming event. We gave it a B race. And again, this is a decent race. Figures to be some scratches in here. They may take it totally off the turf, or they may put it on the flat. But whatever the case is, keep your eyes open, heads up here in the fifth. Ken Durrell is adding blinkers in the fifth for a equipment change there. In the sixth race, this is a claiming event, fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward, which have never won two races. We gave this a C race, or a C rating, and basically a short six-horse field. You've got Silent Beauty in here, 9-5, Big Bell, 5-2, 2 4-to-1 shot, Spanish Channel, Spoiled Rotten. Not a lot of value in the sixth, but if you like something, good luck. Seventh race, 1.25 miles. This is also scheduled on the turf. This is the Santa Ana. This race will probably go because of the grade three status, and it's 1.25 miles. I don't know, though, because they're going to have to come down the I think this is probably scheduled on the flat as a little bit of a turf run. Or a little bit of a downhill turf run, so it depends again as to where the or how the, you know, the turf course is drying out. So, but as now, it is 1.25 miles on the turf. It's a B plus race to Santa Ana, and this is a good solid race. You've got Buzz of New York, who's coming back off of a win last week, folks, on March 5th. So it's going to be interesting to see how he holds together here, stretching out, but that was an impressive win last time. So keep your eyes open on Buzz of New York. My Favorite Daughter and Queen of the Temple were both scratched out of yesterday's turf race in hopes that this would go. And again, it's up in the air as to whether it will be run on the turf. The eighth race, 6 furlongs, claiming event. This is for 4-year-olds and upward, and this is a $50,000. Claiming race. We gave this a C plus, and I don't know if I mentioned in the Santa Ana, that was a B plus race. So just FYI. And the eighth race again is a C plus race. Not really a lot going on here. Again, another six horse field that figures not to add offer a lot of value. But folks, if you want to hit the pick six, you got to get involved, and that's where our selections come in at horseracing-selections.com. Finally, we wrap up things in the ninth race. 5 furlongs, a starter allowance event for 4-year-olds and upward. We gave this a B race. This is a decent, solid race here, folks. And nice field size. Take advantage of this race. Sometimes we encourage people, just head home, skip the ninth. It might not offer a whole heck of a lot, but this race does. So stick around and take out Finally Here. Draw a line through Finally Here as this gelded son of Uncle Mo was scratched yesterday at scratch time. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Sunday morning. Thank you very much for tuning in. You've been listening to Today at Santa Anita. We're here every race day morning for you with our race day podcasts. And we also have a Wednesday podcast, Backstretch Talk, where we go over the trip and trouble horses for or from the previous week. All right, that's going to do it. Have a great rest of your day, folks. If you need help cashing those tickets, give us a lurk. Horseracing-selections.com. Eddie the Hat, I'll be talking to you again soon.